You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win is 4-1. Ross Barkley to score and Everton to win is in the betting at 6-1. Lee, Everton have got an exceptional record in this fixture. In their last 14 matches against the Hammers, they've won 10 and drawn 4. And they come into this match on the back of that 6-2 win against Sunderland. I mean, late in the day there against Sunderland in that match, they made Everton look like world beaters, didn't they?
Yeah, they
Everton
did.
Were knocking about like Barcelona later on in that match.
They were, yeah. That says more about Sunderland, doesn't it? And their frailties, I suppose, than it does against Everton, because they were just open for them. You know, West Ham, that early season kind of form where they were struggling at home, they seem to have got the hang of that. And you know, the last game, of course, at home was the 2-1 win over Chelsea. When I'd kind of said before that, well, look who they've played up until Chelsea, Leicester, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Norwich, really should have been winning those games. And then they go and get their business done against Chelsea. Everton have done very little wrong. 3-0 winners at Southampton, drew at Tottenham, drew at Swansea, beat West Brom, lost to Arsenal, but looked very good in the second half doing it. I think we're in for a belter here. I think it'll be an absolute cracker. I don't think either team will look to be too tactical and look for the draw. I think we'll see two teams having a good go at this. The total match goals is 7-10 for over 2.5, which is a little skinny for me. I think it's another entertaining draw. I think both will cancel each other out here, but I think we'll see some really good attacking play. And there's so many good goal scorer bets in this match as well. You know, I think, you know, we all love Payet, don't we? 2-1 to score in this game. Jelovic and Zarate, whoever plays, 15-8. Sacco's a little bit short now.
He's out as well, Sacco. He's unlikely to play Diaz for Sacco. I think Andy Carroll will probably start up front, given what I've read in the press.
One player who I mean, the Everton fans absolutely love him. It's taken me a little while to kind of, you know, to show his face, if you like, is De La Feo. I think recently he's really started to play very well. Once he's in top form, he could be a real explosive player against teams like West Ham who will give him time to play. 12-5 to score. It reminds me a little bit of a Coutinho, but without the confidence. Someone who can get the ball, will have a look up and will have a shot from anywhere. And you know, he's got that great kind of the same kind of shot that Coutinho does, where he just seems to bend it into the top corner at will, like he's tapping the ball in. So I don't mind that. 12-5 for De La Feo to get on the score sheet here against an open West Ham team, but an entertaining game. I could go for the over 3.5, but I'll go for the draw here.
21-10
both to score.
Yeah, the draw. I mentioned Diaz for Sacco out. James Collins, who was sent off late in the day for a tackle last week on Odion Ighalo.
That was a
mentalist tackle, wasn't it, really? Winston Reid is back. He'll replace him in the centre of West Ham's defence alongside Tompkins on Saturday afternoon. How do you see this, Derek?
It's a tough one, this. Everton's record at West Ham is fantastic. West Ham are dropping points at home to teams that you wouldn't expect them to. But Everton haven't won enough lately. They're getting a lot of credit, especially after that 6-2 win over Sunderland. But I tell you what, worse teams than Everton could have put 6 past Sunderland the way they defended. They're not winning enough, in my eyes, to be worth a bet at these kind of odds. And West Ham, as I say, their home record, it's dodgy, isn't it? I mean, these are some of the teams they've met recently. Leicester, Norwich, Watford, Sunderland, and they couldn't beat any of them. So they're a bit sure for me to back them to beat Everton. I'll go for the draw lightly. I think it could be an entertaining draw, this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.